So make the best of it and enjoy. You know, that can be a mantra. Not only make the best of it, but hop to it. Get on with it. So my parents would say, come on, boy, get going. Let's get moving. They were always moving and grooving when I was a kid, and that was a good way to be. I don't know if we're always that way now. And sometimes I do believe it's good to stop and smell the roses. But once you smell them, you move on. Let's visit this morning with our good friend from Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John B. Of course, drjohnb.com is the website. Dr. John Braccio, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And
good.
See how we do the preamble, but we get to it. We're not going to waste a lot of time. We don't want to waste your time on the show. But that can be a metaphor for life as well, because we don't know how long we have. And you know, what's the line? Carpe diem. You like the Latin lines. Seize the day, right?
Seize the day. And what I find with so many people, they just waste so much time. I read a good quote I ran into. The bad news is time flies. The good news is that you are your pilot. I think we take that into account, that we have to just not waste time. And I think if we talk about what stops most people, they start the day with a general idea of what to do, but then they kind of go about it in a haphazard way. If you really want to be successful and not waste time and just get things done,
right,
you really want to, even the night before, plan out what you're going to do the next day, recognize what you must do, what would be helpful to do, not essential to do, and something even want to do, in a hierarchy, if you will, prioritize. And this is something people really don't do.
Doc, let me stop you right there. I want to ask you about that. Before you do the move on with prioritize, do you take time to assess the day you've just had? Is that important to do at the end of the day and say, here was my plan for today, here's where I made it, and here's where I didn't, and now here's tomorrow?
Absolutely. I think part of the end of the day is looking back to what did I do today, what did I plan to do, what stopped me from doing it, or what helped me get through everything. And then when you do that, you then are in much better shape to be looking at the next day with a better chance of being effective. You can't just prioritize the day and then lose track of what's going on and not do it. Then you have to set some time limits, some reasonable time limits, about what the activity is going to do, whether it's answering emails, whether it is writing something, whatever it might be. You want to set a reasonable time limit. Now, you may find that it doesn't work, that it's the wrong time limit, but at least you have something you're aiming at. If you just nebulously enter into a project or something and you really don't know what you're doing, or you're not exactly sure how long it's going to do, you can meander in there and not really get it done. So you have to really set time limits. Also, you need to plan breaks for yourself. Not everybody is a robot and can just work 8, 10, 15 hours straight. We may need breaks. Just plan some breaks. Do some deep breathing, positive thoughts and images in our mind. Even listen to a little music. Whatever it is, when we need a break, we can just say, call a timeout and just think things out. Okay? Just a few minutes, relax, and then you come back refreshed.
Or don't think it out at all. Just turn it off for a couple of minutes. Well, yeah. I mean, you can just sit there and not think about anything, and then boom, click it back on. Good luck with that, but you can try.
And I think with the deep breathing, even counting sheep, whatever it might be, you can't do two things at once. Then you try to break big projects into clear and manageable parts. A lot of people don't do that. I talk to people regularly. Sure. I'm just so overwhelmed with the job, this activity. And you really have to break it down in your own mind. It's like putting a car together. Obviously, it requires a lot of parts and a lot of ways and things to do. So you just really have to try to plan it in your mind. And another important thing, I believe, is to have a monitor in terms of a mentor, a support person, somebody who can help you. Somebody you can trust that you can say, you know, I'm really trying to be more effective with my time. I'm trying to do things. Can you help me and just talk with the person? If you work with them or someone you live with, it can be a family or it can be whoever it might be, that can kind of guide you and give you some advice in terms of, you know, how you're doing. And I think that's really important because, you know, as you know, Peter Drucker says, until we can manage time, we can manage nothing else. And I think that really is true, because we only have a certain amount of time. And actually, the death of Mike Sadler kind of brings that to mind. What a champion of a person he was, in terms of the punter, you know, at Michigan State.
Sure.
And that he died in a car crash. Horrible thought, horrible thing. And he certainly accomplished probably a lot more in his life than maybe many people will in 100 years. But it's a model of the how fragile life is, and that if we want to make our mark and do things, we have to really use our time effectively. We have to really have some missions, some goals, and we have to aim towards them. But I think if we plan, like I think your point before was good, you analyze the day at the end of the day, you plan the next day, you then, based on hierarchy, aim at the day, what you're going to do. You set limits, you know, with having flexibility, of course. You plan some breaks. This can be a minute, 2 minutes, whatever it might be, 3 minutes in the middle of the day. You break big projects into clear and manageable ones. And then seek, if you can, somebody you work with, as a friend, somebody who can be a coach or a helpful person as you run into problems or whatever it might be getting things through. There are a lot of people that, even with the best intentions, they just can't seem to do what they have to do. And really, there's one time around, you know, do it with gusto, if you will. Carpe diem, back to your old Latin quote.
I agree with you on that.
That's a good one.
And just that idea, Doc, of even at the end of the day, I don't care if it's 30 seconds. And it may be a disaster of the day. Maybe the best thing I can say about the day is, well, it's over and I made it, and tomorrow is another day. I mean, you know what? That's usually the floor, okay? You can go higher. I can find more positive things. But I try to find one positive thing or more that occurred and build from that. It doesn't always work, but I think it's a good move into the next day.
I can only completely agree with you, David. Jimmy, you need to be a psychologist.
I am not.
In your next role.
No. This is just picked up by having a few more days tacked on to whatever time I've got on the planet. And I'll say this too. I mean, Franklin was the one who said time is money in one of his many writings. But I just, that's one thing I disagree with a little bit. Time is priceless. And
that's right.
And it I think, you know, and more than one person towards the end of his or her life has said, you know, of all the things I wish I had more time and I wish I had more time with loved ones who are gone. And so that's important. I think that's very important.
Well, listen, I agree. If I give you another Zig Ziglar, people often complain about lack of time when the lack of direction is the real problem. And I think that's a lot of truth to that, too. Yeah, because you'll often help to ask the busiest person to help you, because they somehow are able to manage some time to come in and helpful to you. But your point, too, again, talking about time, if you don't include family, you don't include activities that help you grow as a person and help you interact with other people, you may accumulate money, you may accumulate a lot of success, but you'll certainly, at the end of your life, be alone, and that's really, that's not the way to leave a legacy. We want to be loved and cared for, but we need people to love and care for, and we have to love them in order to receive these things back. It's just a wonderful part of life if we work it right.
No question about it. So hop to it, everybody. There, you've got your marching orders for the day. Stop wasting time. Get some things done and have a plan for doing so. Organize yourself. We can all better time manage. I don't think there's any question about that. And when you do that, you have a chance to, hey, you know, some people would call it getting ahead. Some people would just say living a fuller and a better life. It's a step towards that. Dr. John Baracchio, drjohnb.com is the website. The podcast will be there shortly. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
And listen, that last statement, you've got me fired up. Adelante, I'm ready to go.
There he is.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Onward. All right,
bye-bye.
The morning wake-up continues here. 1320 WILS.